welcome. Thanks for being here. Okay, so everybody but Randy's here. Minutes. Okay. If you'd like to go through our minutes, please.
Yeah, it was on March 25th, 2021.
That seemed like a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was. Depending on what you've been doing in between, too. Yeah.
So Brent did the financial statement review. We had $9,300 in accrual, and then we discussed where the money was spent. We had the snowplow, ripper, the walk-in roller compactors, oil, and cattle guards. And then we had the deposits from the federal mineral lease, and then we should have received around $60,000 to $70,000 deposit, and then we should be receiving the SRS in June. And then we changed the chairperson to Gordon, and then we were going to submit the bylaws to Pat Finlayson to look over, and that was pretty much it.
Approve the minutes.
I second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Financial statement review.
Okay.
Time over to Brent.
So we've had a little bit of money come in. The SRS money came in a week or two ago. It's $138,000. And then we also had a smaller deposit for federal mineral lease money of about $46,000 that came in on the 6th of May. And then some smaller ones. I don't know why we get those, but we've been getting them the last couple of years, so. So not a whole lot's come in so far. For the year, we brought in $195,000. We spent some money on equipment, $135,000. Oil, $41,000. Other maintenance stuff, we'll go through that here in a minute, $21,000. And then just our annual meeting, or our quarterly meetings, $600 so far to date. So, noteworthy. We have $278,000 on hand as of today.
So are we, that's a significant drop.
Yeah.
Is that just because nobody's doing anything, or as far as minerals and whatnot, or?
That's my understanding.
Boy, that's.
They put the moratorium on New Mexico. Couldn't do anything there.
And where?
New Mexico. As soon as Biden took office, they shut New Mexico down. And
that was public lands?
Yeah. They had it spread to the basin. They've been fighting that fierce for months. And they started pumping a little bit more again in the basin, but it's not good.
So when do you think that'll start loosening up?
Have you read Executive Order 13-2008?
I have not.
Have
you guys heard
of the 09, but not the 8.
Yeah, not 8.
Yeah, not 8.
The 30-by-30 plan? 30% of all the land and water in the United States, quote, protected by 2030. And in that, the Red Rock Wilderness proposal, which covers about two-thirds of the state of Utah on the federal land, is the major part of that 30% of all the land in the United States. But what they did is they went in and they said nothing's coming out of the ground. It's Hillary Clinton deja vu all over again, except she didn't get elected.
I thought that was an ESPN movie, 30 for 30. Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't seen that either.
So Winchester 30 for 30.
They have since changed the 30 by 30's name to America the Beautiful Act.
Hmm. So it won't change until we get a new administration.
And they have a goal after 30 by 30 to 50 by 50.
Well, that's all hypothetical, but it shuts it down at the moment.
Yeah.
Yep.
A All they have to do is get the status on it like that, and then it's closed.
But they slowed some of it down, that you wouldn't believe the stuff that was supposed to be enacted by the 30th of this month. But they were going so fast, people were noticing what they were doing.
So we're probably, we're going to see those shortfalls for unlimited time then?
That, yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to what they're doing. It's like a two-year-old. They really understand the word no when they utter it. Do you want this? No. Do you want that? No. One word vocabulary.
So we're in lieu of tax. That hasn't come yet.
No, it doesn't come until another month or so.
Yeah. Another month or so? Okay. So a lot of little stuff, but not the bigger one. Well, do we need to approve any of the spending for it?
Well, the only thing we've really spent money on since last meeting was a tank trailer for $16,000. Just semi-service, everything else has just been our bank fees and our meetings.
Have you got a couple from Ag lately?
Not yet.
No. You haven't gotten yet? There'll be a couple for maybe $6,000-$8,000. And then we'll spend a little bit more on oil. Spreader. You're going to have to roll space for spreading the oil. We're going to come out of here. So.
That's all I've got.
That's about it.
All right.
Well, there's some nice roads.
Well.
Did you chip that road that went out past the feedlot?
Which one? 4,000?
I don't know.
2,000.
We did 2, and then we did 4, and we did 5. Some of 5.
Yeah, the one that goes past Ray Lines.
Yeah,
2 there.
Yeah,
Ray Lines. 2,000. Yeah, we had a hard time getting that one to flatten out because there's so much crack sealant in the mix from the brush highway. Mm-hmm. So it was clumpy.
Yeah.
So it was harder to get it to.
Kind of rough.
Real rough.
There was a lot of years of that.
The heat will pound it out, but we put double chip on it. So we're finishing it tomorrow. So it'll smooth up a lot. Some. But at least it's over 20 feet wide now.
Yeah,
that's a nice road.
It's been a narrow road for a long time.
Yeah.
Which one's that? 2,000
was. 6 miles long.
So. Well, do we need an approval for our financial? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Discussion. If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do we have any other business?
The
bylaws, where are those at?
Well, real quick, the audit's going on.
Oh, we're doing the audit now?
Yeah, it's supposed to be done. Well, it's not an audit anymore. The audit's required at $1 million of revenue. We don't hit that target anymore. So we just do an agreed upon procedure, which is just a lesser. It's not an audit. It's more like a review kind of a thing. But anyway, hopefully they'll be done any day now.
Do we save money?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Is this the same guys?
Mm-hmm.
From Lord Richco?
Yeah.
Okay. What's their names?
Kimball and Roberts.
Yeah. Kimball and Roberts.
So our next meeting will go over that?
Should be done, yeah.
All of our training is current, isn't it? We're up to date on that.
You know, there was one that I have to do, and I didn't see the email come through this year. There was a record retention officer's training or something like that.
Yeah. Just for you?
Yeah, I'm the one that has to take it. So I've been waiting for that to come through. Normally, I think I've done it by now, but I haven't seen it. So.
That comes from the state, doesn't it?
Yep. Every year, that's a fun one.
So if we're coming in at like 730,000 last year, this year I bet it's going to be lower. So that's like $500,000 less than we used to get. So next year, I mean, we got to talk to this guy because I know there's no money in the county to give us more funds.
It's all that COVID money.
It's going to be right?
They won't let you do a road with it.
I think it's, you know,
we looked.
$500-$600 Well, you can do an arena, you ought to be able to do a road.
move the state, move that stuff.
You wouldn't believe the convolutions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we're just so much short now.
Well, I bet
so
we're $100,000 short.
Is money still the same, or is it not the same?
It's about the same. I bet we're $100,000 short this year from where we were.
From
here.
Where we were last year.
Yeah.
But 4 years ago, it was just, now we're going to be $500,000-$600,000 less.
Yeah.
So it's going to come to a point where, I mean, people start bitching because they ain't getting their Magnet on the road. They're not getting this. They're not getting that.
I thought you were scaling back on Mac.
We are a little, but we still try to keep everybody happy.
Well, you'll never win what's not.
We try. But
we aim to please.
Yeah. Well, the county, but the county fund has came up since, used to be like 3 points. I can't even remember exactly now, but it has came up some, probably $300,000-$400,000 on the county side, and then this one's gone down.
Mm-hmm.
So that special transportation tax that you guys enacted a few years ago.
That helped. That was
for local roads.
That went up.
Is that a sales tax? I don't remember.
It's a sales tax.
It's a like a six,
like a quarter of a cent.
Quarter of a cent.
Yeah. Is it just in Miller County?
Yeah.
Each county does their own.
Oh.
But it helped.
Oh, it seems like the first year I did this, I thought our budget was 1.2 million or more.
Yeah.
Like I said, the counties came up a little bit, but this has gone way down, and I still think it's probably a $200,000-$300,000 difference. Just because we're getting it from the, you know, more old roads, we're getting a lot more. I mean, then we've gone up 30-40 miles in the past.
Well, your crack sealing probably is giving extending life, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
It? So that's buying you some time. Eventually.
Yeah. Well, you just gotta chip and redo it again every 5 years.
So training wise, we don't have anything pending.
I think we have that yearly training we have to do.
Yeah.
Like that video.
Yeah.
When do we want to do that?
That's like the open meeting stuff.
Yeah.
Meeting. Is that more fall, or have we done that in this? I don't remember.
I think it's the fall. I think it'll be the next meeting.
Next meeting. Okay. And then bylaws, did those get...
So I talked to Pat, or he called me today. I forwarded the copy that you sent me.
Oh, okay.
And he reviewed them. And he just said, really, it's up to... The bylaws can say whatever we want.
Right.
Because we're a board, as long as we don't violate the statute, or the statute would supersede anything that, you know, would conflict with whatever we have.
Right.
And so he didn't really see any problems with what, you know, we currently have.
Yeah.
We can basically do what we want. The issue, I think before, we had about the terms and what happens with
all
a vacancy.
Vacancy and terms.
We can do, you know, whatever we want. The county, as the commissioners, will have to go through a public process, advertise, and ask for
applicants.
Do they?
No matter what we do, the county has to do that. Because I think ours says that we would submit three names, or we would submit names to the county. We can do that, but they still would have to advertise and follow their own procedures, right?
Yeah. Now, is that a statute from the state?
Yeah, that's a state statute.
That applies to any special district situation.
Yeah.
Cemetery district, this district.
Because I think when the bylaw was done originally, that was not the statute.
It's changed, you know, a few times, we read, but Pat said he didn't really have any problems. We can, you know, basically address whatever we want to. It's just that we can't supersede the statute. And the statute says that the county, when they appoint somebody or there's a vacancy, I mean, we can set our terms and how our directors work, and that a secretary is a director, because that was a question we had before. You're a director. You have to be one to be the secretary or to be an officer. And we can, you know, just state that however we want, but to replace one of us, the county
does that
has to go through that open and ask, right. you know, if people are interested. And then they would, you know, pick the person that we submit to them if we want to submit somebody to them, the three names. Or they could, you know, they'd have a public hearing and somebody could come in and
say they want to be.
They want to be, and they would, then they could, they would.
Do we want to leave it as is and write, make a recommendation, or?
Well, how does that work with the revolving chairman every year?
Well, the chairman, if it was his turn to be up, you know, and or his term was up, because we staggered them last time, right? They're 4 years, but they're two and two.
Mm-hmm.
So if the chairman was up, I mean, they can just reappoint him, unless they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, I mean, we just alter, or we just rotate it. There's nothing that says we have to rotate it.
Yeah, we don't have
and
to.
And you can have your chairman from 20 years of the same person.
Yeah,
it's
kind of the same with the commission. You know, they could... I think you guys still rotate, but
yeah.
it kind of makes sense. But if you didn't want to, you didn't, you wouldn't have to.
Right.
I know, I mean, in zoning, Robin, he did that for 20 years.
Yeah, so it's up to the board to elect who their chairman is, and if we just keep electing the same person, then...
So it's the directors that the county has to fill.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they fill the directors, and then we would appoint a chairman and the officers, and... as long as we don't get out of hand and they like it, they'll keep reappointing us until, usually until you don't want to be, and then, you know, it used to be find your own replacement.
For at least four more terms after that.
Yeah.
Can't leave till you find somebody.
Yeah, you can't leave till you find your own replacement and then submit that name to them so they can appoint them.
We have that on a current basis.
So, yeah.
So you're going to need some chip, some oil, and... You got some bills coming in for Matt?
Yeah, just a little bit, not much. We're trying to save. We'll save as much as we can. For even next year, even. So.
Anything?
Chip a bunch next year.
There's quite a pile of cinders behind there. I hadn't noticed at all. I noticed all the trucks hauling it out of there.
Yeah.
Is that coming out of Red Dome or where?
Yeah. And that's a lot. I mean, you know, moving this money around stuff, that's a couple hundred thousand dollars we want to paint every year by using them in red cinders.
Yeah.
So that's helped us a lot.
Yeah. You don't have to paint it?
Not as often.
Oh,
in gray
really?
Chips, you have to paint every year.
Oh.
And the red ones are going on some places 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, helps a lot.
They just absorb more of the paint?
There are all holes in there, the porous.
The porous.
That's when they suck in the paint.
They harder on tires.
Don't tell
anybody. That's not
a
county problem, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go tell people that
in
the floor.
I'm
riding
in there.
Oh, really?
Today, my brother's just like, those aren't regular ones. I'm like, no, those are those cinder.
Yeah.
It's so much for getting $60,000 out of your tires, or 60,000 miles out of your tires anymore.
That might be tough on a tractor tire, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
where are those right now?
They're sharp. Their cinders are, you know, they're not rounded.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the old...
But they were good, and I'm happy, so I don't care.
Yeah.
What was it? The old slag from Geneva?
Geneva? Becca chip? Same thing, yeah. Yeah. I first started putting them red cinders on, I did a rolling flow well. And I thought, well, I hope they hold up. I mean, they're UDOT spec, they should be good. I went down there like 3 days later after we chipped, so it was fresh oil. Went down there and somebody done a burnout on them red chips, and there was a stack of rubber, like that deep. But, you know, I just laughed. I was like, nope. That proves it. They hold on.
Held up.
They hold on. As far as wearing the tires out, I don't know. I don't know if you could actually see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they do, but I don't
It'll
know how
the
you
the brakes on my kids on my truck. Cause,
yeah. Or the burnouts.
Or the burnouts.
Or the burnouts. Yeah. They'll leave a tire if they burn them on.
Yeah. Well, have we got anything else we need to discuss? Commissioner, have you got anything in for us?
No, nothing new other than the legislature never sleeps.
So when do we, next quarter, we want to meet? Do you want to set up our video training for that?
Yeah.
Sure. We'll do that next time.
Okay.
Get that taken care of. You'll get your training eventually.
Is that in Alaska or Hawaii this year?
Alaska's easier.
Well, unless there's anything else, I'll accept the motion.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.